Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm going to give you a look at the selectable view state option that's been added to ASP.NET 4. To do that, let's create a new project. We'll choose the default ASP.NET template. And in the default.aspx page, I'm going to get rid of this default text, and in place of it, I'm going to add a placeholder control. So let's add a placeholder. And then inside the placeholder, let's add a little text. I'm going to add the text disabled, and I'll explain what that means in a moment. Then I'm going to add a label control. And I'm going to use the magic of cut and paste to make a copy of that. And after inserting a line break, we'll add a second instance. Instead of disabled, let's say enabled. I'll explain what those mean momentarily. And then one more thing that I'm going to need is a postback, some control that generates a postback event handler. So let's add another paragraph. And let's insert an ASP.NET button control. Hop over to design mode and double click on the button control. So now we have our click event handler. We're not going to do anything with that. We're just going to use it to generate a postback. Let's hop back over into our source view for our ASP.NET page. And I want to change the default values that are assigned to the text property of these label controls. So the first thing we're going to do here is we'll say static value. And we're calling this static value because this indicates that this is a value that is declaratively set statically in the definition of the control instance on our page. Okay, so that's what the page's default value will be. Now, back here in our code behind, we're not going to implement anything in the button click event handler, as I mentioned. We are going to override the onload control, however, and we're going to add some custom logic to the population of our label controls. So to do that, let's say protected override void onload. And here we can say if not is postback. Let's do something. So if this is not a postback, let's set the value of those label controls. So let's say label control 1 dot text equal dynamic value. And let's do that for both of our label controls. So what we're saying here is if the page is not a postback, meaning it's the initial load of the page, then set the value of those two text boxes, actually to the text values of those two label controls, to the string dynamic value. Okay? And that's it. We haven't done anything with specifying the view state option that we're going to look at yet. That's the new feature in ASP.NET 4. Let's just look at the default behavior. So you can see here that these are both dynamic value, and they're set to dynamic value from the onload event because the initial load is postback is equal to false. So let's click on the button to get our postback, and you'll see that the value remains dynamic value. So the static value that's assigned declaratively is never picked up because view state is enabled by default for all the controls on my page. Now, let's go in and take advantage of the new feature in ASP.NET 4 that allows me to individually tailor the view state for each of our controls. So I'm going to go in here at this placeholder, and I'm going to say enable view state equal false. And just for completeness sake, I'm going to go down to the second placeholder control and say enable view state equal true. Now, it's on for the page by default, but what I might want to do is turn it off for the page by default if I'm going to have more controls not using ViewState than those that are using ViewState. I might turn it off for the whole page and then individually turn them on a per control basis. Right, so I've just set in our two controls, I've set enable view state on one equal to false and on the other equal to true. And now let's run the program again and see how the behavior differs. So here, both are set to dynamic value because on the initial page load, isPostBack is equal to false, so the code in our onLoad executes. Now if I click on the button control and get a postback, you'll see that the one where we set the enable view state variable on the control equal to false picks up that static value. So view state is not maintained in between postbacks. Right? So it's that easy to do. Now, if you're asking why might you do that, there are a couple of sets of reasons that you might want to selectively disable view state. One, of course, is if you just don't care about view state, or you might for some intentional reason want view state not to be maintained on postback, you can do that. The other thing, of course, is from an efficiency perspective, for areas where you're not interested in view state, why pass view state back and forth between the server and the client? So that's it. That's all it takes to use the new selective view state feature that's built into ASP.NET 4.